Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B.
And I'm joined by a return guest. It's her second time here. It's been quite a while. It was like 2020. It was like...
Oh, wow. It was 2020?
I want to say. It was like not like it was... Pandemic hadn't happened. Because we were at Tracy's.
Yeah, but I feel like we had been vaccinated. And that's why we did
that. Oh, okay.
Or maybe someone had recently had COVID, so everyone was feeling safe about it.
I think we had just gotten the vaccine. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. It's
Kel. Thank you.
It's Veronica Leventhal, guys. I didn't even say. It's Veronica Leventhal. New York City social worker, right? Still. Mm-hmm. Also stepdaughter of Kelly Dodd, daughter of Rick Leventhal. So claim to fame from that, right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
We could talk about whatever you want to talk about. We cannot talk about stuff. So we'll just kind of like talk. But I wanted to, obviously we're going to talk about Real Housewives of the OC because you and I are both kind of like, well, I'm not like, and I think you know this, I've like, I watch all the Housewives because I like kind of mentally like have to, it's like a FOMO thing, but I've never really that been that into OC. But right now I'm like really, I'm fucking with it right now. Like it's kind of.
Yeah. I've also like, I've watched Always, but not, it was never my favorite franchise. But like I binged in advance of this podcast and I was very happy to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm really invested. I love the new woman.
We're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about it. Oh my. Well, we'll say, okay. So I just wanted to kind of touch on that, but, first things first, I have to know, who do you think planted the coke in the White House?
Okay.
Or not planted, left. Who do you think brought it in?
I do like, was it your theory that Tiffany Trump just left it behind?
Yeah.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah, she's like the one thing she forgot.
No, it's like, I grew up DC adjacent. I know exactly who brought it into the White House. It's like every fucking intern or like idiot bro who works there. Like,
that's true. I didn't make the Rick Leventhal. I didn't make that kind of like that connection, but that's, yeah, that's, there's probably so many, like, I mean, probably so many. I work also like in politics adjacent. So it's like, I am fully aware of the fuck ups and corruption that goes on within that world. So, but
well,
yeah,
I grew up in Maryland. And I used to work at this hair salon and I had this amazing woman I worked for. And she told me that she used to like do crack in the bathroom with politicians back in the like early 90s.
Oh my God. Cause crack was the thing.
Yeah. Cause crack was the thing, but like crack was such a, like, you know, had this stigma about it, that it was like only poor people did crack, but she was like, no, major politicians were doing crack in bathrooms with me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crack just seems so involved. It's like, I get why people would like do like leave coke around. Cause it's like, oh, it was like really like, it's like minimal utensils probably involved. Yeah. It's like, but crack is like, that's like, you're like setting up, it's like setting up a campsite. You're like, we got to start a fire. We got to.
Yeah. And it smells really bad. Like it smells like a chemical fire.
I do wonder sometimes, I'm like, I will look at this kind of like Housewives world. And obviously everything comes back to Housewives because this is, otherwise we wouldn't be on the B-list right now. But like, I'm always like, there's gotta be Housewives more than we know that, like, I'm not saying anyone specific. I'm just saying that, like, well, obviously on New York, that was the thing. Like they were talking, there was kind of like rumors about that and stuff like that. I just always wonder, I'm like, you know, like Beverly Hills, I'm wondering, I don't know.
Did you watch Selling Sunset this last season?
I don't, but you know what I love is Selling the OC.
Okay, I haven't watched Selling the OC.
It's trash.
Oh, really?
Are we shocked? OC, come on.
But this season on Selling Sunset, Chrishell like calls this woman out and is like, you do drugs a lot. You're on drugs all the time.
I saw that clip.
And so I thought that was pretty brave to just be like, yeah, you do lots of drugs, lots of different kinds of drugs. That is not the dialogue we normally are hearing.
Yeah. So I don't really watch the show, so I can't really, like, I'm not at liberty to really give an educated kind of like assessment of what that, but like, I know who the characters are, right? And I saw the clip that you're talking about. And it felt to me like Chrishell was throwing a bomb because she felt like she was being kind of pulled into backed into a corner and just kind of wanted to say something that would kind of like atomic bomb. And knowing that she couldn't get sued, because on these kinds of shows, obviously, you know, we know that they're not allowed, there's clauses in their contracts where they can't sue each other for libel and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Because they were, she had talked about after Chrishell said that thing, she was like, oh, I consulted with an attorney, and everyone wasn't saying the thing. They weren't why did you do that? Like, that's useless. But a lot of them were like, that's weird. Why did you do that? Like, what are they going to tell you?
Oh my God. There, you know, actually one of the only few times where someone's been alleged to have done drugs in a reunion was when Vicky told Kelly that she did it. Right. That was crazy.
Oh my God, RC. Do you remember that? No, I don't remember that.
It was like when Vicky was like a friend of at this point, and then she came in for that season when, because they started that train rumor.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I remember the train. What drugs did they say she did?
Coke.
Oh.
Mm. And then on and in New York, they were like saying that Sonya saying Dorinda did, but then we all know that it was probably like, well, a couple of them that was on the couch.
I mean, if you live in New York City and you haven't done coke, like, are you cool? You're not cool.
Are you cool? Hello.
If no one's all uncool, offered you coke, that you need new friends.
Do you think, I feel like Bethany probably hasn't though. Bethany seems like the kind of person who is very like, I'm not saying this is like a good or a bad thing. She just seems like, what's the word I'm looking for? And it's not necessarily like disciplined, because I'm not giving it to her as like a positive. It's, she seems someone who's like so,
like straight edge,
tightly wound.
Yeah,
that she would never like she doesn't get high on her own supply. Like she's not, you're not going to see her wasted on skinny girl margaritas. She's going to pretend to be dancing around with the girls, but she's never going to actually. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and that's actually how I felt about Heather Dubrow. I'm surprised that she's so open about smoking weed.
We'll get to that too. I have so much. I have many thoughts. Real quick, I just wanted to note that I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I know I'm like 3 years behind you guys. Did you see this? Have you seen this movie?
The movie,
It's like everybody's seen it except for me. You guys did not tell me this movie hits.
Okay.
I think it's because I'm like, it's not like amazing, but it's just like I have an affinity for like late 60s and 70s culture, especially when people play fictional or not fictional, actual people. Like Mama Cass was cast. I love the Mamas and the Papas. They're like one of my favorite bands. And just all the characters, and obviously Sharon Tate and all that. So I don't know. I found it really interesting. And it was good for Quentin Tarantino, because I don't usually like love his stuff beyond Kill Bill.
Yeah. It was very like visually pleasing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice because he like really has an affinity for like old Hollywood, like different genres of films, whether it be like karate or like spaghetti westerns. He just like has a full knowledge of like film, and I appreciate that at least, even though he probably sucks as a person, right? He's like.
Did you ever read that Fiona Apple interview? I think it was in Rolling Stone. She talked about doing coke. Oh my God, we're talking about coke so much. She talked.
This is a good episode. Well, we are going to talk about OC, so.
She talked about doing coke with him, and I think it was Bret Easton Ellis. I think it was her boyfriend at the time. And she was like, I never did coke again because it was so annoying doing cocaine with Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, I thought she was going to say Bret Easton Ellis too. That would be fucking annoying.
I think,
the
whole experience was so annoying that Fiona Apple was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm currently reading, still getting through his The Shards. It's his latest novel. And they're turning it into a series on HBO Max.
Oh, cool.
Or Max or whatever it's called now. So, yeah.
Oh.
Well, Sheehan is being hit with a RICO charge. Did you see this?
Oh, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
It's like the best thing that could not happen to a better like sweatshop brand. You know, it's like, honestly, just so you guys, just to keep you guys updated on what's going on July 11th, a group of people, I think they're like artists, they filed a legal complaint against Shane on behalf of artists, that aimed to punish the retailer through the RICO Act, which is basically like usually reserved for like the mafia. It was like started in like the early 70s to like take down the mafia. It's like racketeering something, I forget what it stands for. It's usually like rappers get it, like Young Thug is like on a RICO charge. Like, what are we doing? I saw this headline and I was like, this is so ghetto. Like, this 2023 needs to like.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Like, So, but isn't that company based in China? Would they have to extradite them here?
No, I think he's like, well, I think their business license might be in the US because otherwise they wouldn't be able to, like, you know, I think he probably like started it here. But the thing is that I think if you read through it, I'm not a legal expert, as you guys know. So I'm like probably the last person that should be reading through all this shit. But it does kind of like talk about him kind of like as this like Svengali who's like, no one knows anything about him. And their whole business model is basically like using an algorithm to steal people's art automatically and just pump it through their kind of like machine. Their kind of factory network, recreate the art, resell it. So it's kind of like his whole system. Wow. I don't know. Sounds really intricate. I hope they figure it out. I don't know. Yeah. Fashion Nova's next.
Yeah.
We're going to be sitting around in the year 2026 on like burlap sacks with like nothing to wear. Where are we going to shop? Because it's like, I know you hate Shein probably, right? But you probably own some shit from Shein. Like, be serious.
Yes, but it's usually because I bought it at like a Buffalo Exchange. Like, okay, I've never ordered something from their website because I know their return policy is so horrific and I'm not interested.
Right, yeah, you can't actually return stuff, right? You could just get like a credit or some shit.
Oh, I don't know. But you know what? I do order swimsuits sometimes from this horrible other website called Zaffle. And sometimes when I return stuff, they're just like, here, just take the money and keep the swimsuit. It's not even worth it.
I love when that happens, when I buy something but then it's like I don't even fucking want it and then I get my money back but I'm like, no, I'm stuck with this.
Yeah, you know,
I give it all to my friend Will. Shout out Will. Yeah,
hey Will.
Hey Will. Well, I hope they figure it out. When I was thinking about the RICO charges, I was just like reading about it and it was like just like gave me like flashbacks of like mafia everything. I was like, bring back Mob Wives, honestly. Like, bring that back. I say this every week, but I mean it more than ever with growing like urgency.
R.I.P. Big Ange.
Seriously.
Every time I go to Staten Island, I think of her, which isn't that often.
The crazy thing about Mob Wives is that you can't even like really reboot it. Like, cause it is literally a generational thing. Like they were talking about the good times in the 80s and the 70s. It's like kids these days, there is no mafia now. It's like.
Well, I think Mob Wives is the Real Housewives of New Jersey now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, that, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. I want to get to them too. I'm sure you have some thoughts because you watch it all, right?
Yeah. I just haven't been watching Atlanta and I feel.
Oh, no, we don't even talk about that in here. Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts? Just we'll get it out of the way now. What are you?
I saw, I think it was Bravo Historian. Someone asked like, what can they do? Like, how can they make it better? And
that just reminded me, sorry, I'm totally, she asked me to be on her podcast this week and I didn't follow up.
Oh, whoopsie.
I'll follow up. No, I'm glad you brought it up. Fuck. Sorry, Sam. Let me write this down really quick. I was like supposed to be like, yes, this date and da-da-da. Okay. Sorry. Go on. Bravo Storm.
So she was like, bring back Portia. And yeah, see, I would take that, but I like your idea of take a break. Let's miss them and come back to them in a couple years.
Thank you for, yeah, you were listening. It was last week I said this, right? I've said it a couple times, but I think it's okay. Like, sometimes it's like I say, it's like Sex and the City. It's like the fifth woman. It's like the city is the other housewife on these shows. And I feel like Atlanta, maybe it's like we've learned enough about Atlanta and it's time to move somewhere else for a bit. Make us miss it.
Yeah. Also, they are rarely, none of them, well, a couple of them live like,
they don't even live in Atlanta.
A lot of them live in the suburbs.
Yeah, like Alpharetta.
And the
like
suburbs
way out
of
there.
Atlanta are not fun or cool or interesting or anything. No,
it's just strip malls.
Yeah.
It's like very like Houston. And Houston even has more like kind of art and flavor. Atlanta's a really weird place, but I don't want to like shit on it because some of my best friends are from Atlanta. But and I'm sure, honestly, I'm sure I would do well there if I lived there. I'd probably eat.
Yeah,
I probably eat up the scene in Atlanta.
Atlanta has some of the best food I've ever had. Like, arguably sometimes better than New York.
Oh, I would eat, but I mean, like, I would just eat socially. Like, I would just, like, eat up the bitches. Like, I would literally. Oh,
okay. Yeah, you would eat. Yeah. That was the straightest thing I've ever said.
I'm like, no, I mean, like, eat.
No, honey.
No, like, I would, like,
no,
storm.
You married bitch. No.
I was like the way that like Nene stormed into that winery one time with her like purse in her, and it's like, you know what I'm talking about? She went to go fight with Sheree and over the speakerphone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. It's like Atlanta, to see a show fall so far. It's like, it is like, And I've seen them get back up again, other shows, but I don't know. This is like the lowest I think a Housewives show could get, I think.
Yeah.
Almost lower than like Jersey did with the twins, but all that was dark.
I did not watch those years.
I think like, it's worth it just to like know how good it is now.
I don't think I ever saw an actual Siggy season in full.
You're not missing that much with Siggy, but it's still good to see early Dolores.
Oh yeah, I love
it. And that was Black Dolores, because she was like heavy with the, it was like almost like blackface. Like, I can't believe. Love you, Dolores. That is not a read. She's gorgeous. But and everybody called her that. Wendy Williams called her that. She's like, oh, I love Black Dolores. If you squint your eyes, she's fully a Black woman. She's gorge. But Siggy is certifiable. Fucking yeah. Nuts. She was nice, like, when I met her one time, but then just, like, knowing her Twitter presence and what she's like, and it's a lot. Yeah. You know what's so crazy? Jackie lived, like, down the street from her. Like, literally, like, You could see her house from Jackie Goldschneider's house, and I was like, Jackie, have you ever been over there? And she was like, never even met the woman. I was like, ah, that's crazy. You two have both been on Housewives, but didn't intersect. It's like been a long day, but like, it's, you guys didn't overlap, but you like live at the corner, and you never just like go and like knock on her. Hey, Siggy, it's me, the person that replaced you. What's going on? Like,
for what? What are you looking for? COVID?
I guess so. I just think it's weird that you're like both on the same. It's like, and you live in a small community. I just find that strange that you have never, whatever. Maybe for the best. I love Jackie. Do you like Jackie?
I love Jackie. I really do.
I really do. People hate on her.
I get it kind of, but because like, I love that scene where she very clearly looks that new girl up and down. And then later is like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never did that. I'm like, bitch, it's on tape. It's on fucking tape.
Yeah. The thing about Jackie that people don't, and I don't think that always translates well on the show, like knowing her, like she is very like quick-witted and like kind of like, I want to say cunty, but that's like, I don't want it to be like a negative connotation, like in a fun way, like in a, she gives it to people, and I could see how she would do something like that and then like it'd be captured the wrong, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. She's used to being the smartest person on the room. I mean, look at that show. I mean, you know, that's another reason you need her on that show, I think.
Yeah, but then sometimes,
and she is coming back, so.
Oh, good. As a friend of or full-time?
Friend of. I think it's her and Jen being friend of, which I'm good with. They're a good like duo, you know? It's like.
Yeah, I like that casting. I think it's good.
Before we get off of Atlanta too much. Wait, so did you have, so you thought just going to a different city, right?
Yeah.
Getting away from this.
Yes, I think taking a break is a good idea because I don't want to leave Atlanta entirely. And if I think that we should end it here and then pick it back up later.
Yeah, stop trying to pretend that like everything's okay and like let's taking a month break and then filming again. Like, we're not going to fix it this way. We need some more intensive work. But I'm sorry, everyone hates on Marlo, and Marlo's kind of eating. Like, she's the funniest one on there.
I've always loved Marlo. I don't get it. I don't get it. There's something they're not telling us.
I feel like there's something that they're not addressing. There's like a weird kind of like the way they're all kind of coalescing around this idea of like, well, she brings the show down. I'm like, I don't know, she kind of was like dresses better than all of you ever, and like she's kind of fab, and like she's the only one like starting drama.
I don't really get it.
Yeah, I think I compared her to someone recently, and I think it still kind of applies though. She's kind of like the she's the Black Vicky Gunvalson.
Interesting.
She's like so stubborn, refuses to apologize or say she's wrong. She's kind of has this like air of an OG, but she's not really, even though Vicky is an OG. Do you know what I mean? I can't remember my exact reasoning, but I'm gonna stick with it.
Except that Vicky always has a guy like with her at all times.
And Marlo never has.
I mean, not that we've seen.
Yeah, and that's what we want to see, because apparently she had, what's his name, Ted, the rich white guy, I forget his name, it was Ted something, he was like Ted Turner, Ted,
the head of CNN,
he was like not Ted Turner, I should Google it, where's my phone, Guys, drop down in the comments and let us know. Are you looking it up?
Marlo and Ted.
Look, Ted. I think it was Ted Turner.
Is it really?
Yeah,
whoa,
Ted Turner, right?
It might have been Ted Turner.
That's what it was.
She never identified the billionaire that she dated, but she like implied that it was him.
And he took care of her.
As well he should.
I love her.
That's probably like a write-off.
Yes. You're never gonna get me off of it. And also, isn't CNN started in Atlanta?
Yes.
Like, didn't it start there? Right. That makes sense. Oh my god. Moving on. I want to get into one of my first things on my list because we kind of just sprinkle them throughout the but my first one is called Last Call. It's a show, it's a new miniseries on HBO. Or it's a Max, whatever it's called now, but it's basically a mini series about a true story documentary about this 90s serial killer in New York, in gay New York. And he was kind of going around and he killed across kind of the tri-state area. And it was over a span of like 4 or 5 years, but they kind of start by telling you where we were politically and what the sociological climate was, and the way the gay people were viewed, and kind of like the height of the AIDS crisis, and kind of like the violence against gay people, and kind of how a stew of this can create an environment where people might not go to the police, or people might not coordinate with the police, or you know, it's really interesting. You guys should see it. It's really well done, and they're only on episode one, so you still have time to catch up. But it's really, really good. It's really scary too. But if you like true crime stuff, which I think everybody does, right?
I love true crime.
Have you heard of this
documentary? I have heard of it. Okay. I just haven't seen it yet, but I definitely am going to watch it.
It's good. It's good.
It sounds really good.
Yeah. I want to ask you what your first thing on this list is this week.
Okay. So I am just absolutely obsessed with the Jonah Hill backlash.
Why didn't I think of this? It's so good. But you know what? I kind of liked him. Do you hate him already going into it?
I'm like I had no feelings about this man before.
Yeah.
And the way that I feel about most men, straight men, especially white straight men, is like sort of like a guilty until proven innocent thing. Like I assume they're all horrible. And then when this happened, I was like, this is just so, I mean, it's bad. And I feel really bad for his ex-girlfriend and everything, but it's also so funny because of how it's just like, you started dating a surfer model. And then you were like, here's my boundary. I don't want you to surf or model, and especially not surf with men. Like what the fuck?
Yeah.
The insecurity. Oh.
It's just like, yeah, I mean, it was wild reading those text messages, because I feel like in his mind, though, it's hard to tell if he's being earnest about his, like, he really, because he's like using these clinical terms, but he's completely misappropriating them. Like, he's like, he's using them and completely like, and weaponizing them, basically. Like, he's like, these are my boundaries, when really they're actually like putting like parameters on you and what you can do and your freedom. So it's just like, I can't tell if he's so dumb that he doesn't know what these mean, or if he's smart enough to kind of like take these things and weaponize them and use them against women to try to, I can't tell, because he could go either way. He seems like it could be very fucking stupid.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think he's that, like, I think I don't know if he is conscious about what he's doing, but I think he knows that he is trying to control her. Like, I think
that alone is, well, fuck him.
I just love this. And I also like, now other women are coming forward and saying that he assaulted them and all this
really?
Shit.
That's all this order just takes. Yeah,
this woman from who was on the Disney Channel was like, when I was 16
said she like, yeah, he was
he's creepy,
targeting her. Yeah.
I believe it.
So what do you think? Jail?
Jail. I mean, jail? I don't believe in jail, but jail. Abolish prison.
This is,
put Jonah Hill in it first.
Honestly, like, abolish the SCOTUS and just put the two of us in there. Like, you don't want like too many. People are saying like expand the courts. No, honestly, shrink them and make like two really cool people on it. Yeah. We'll just be like, we literally just do the cases. We're like, so what do you think? Jail?
Yeah. And yeah, you know whatever. What? We don't need a fucking law degree. Okay. You can Google what RICO means.
Yeah.
I will later.
I know it means racketeering. And I'm going to figure out the rest when we get to the documents, but like,
yeah,
jail.
I bet we would have much better decisions than anything that they're coming up with right now.
Oh my God. This one that they're about to take on with the, domestic abuse.
With like guns. And yeah, like you can have a gun if you've been
domestic abuse perpetrators, right? So domestic abusers being able to hold firearms, which is literally going to wipe out half the NYPD. It's just like insane. There's no way they're going to, we already know how this judgment's going to go.
Yeah. Oh God.
We won't have any policemen.
No, I mean, we will, because they're not charged with the crime.
Yeah, that's true. They'll just find other ways to. Next on my list this week is actually Crappy Lake, but I knew it was going to be.
It's good.
So let's talk about it. I knew it was going to be like it. I had no doubt in my mind it was going to hit. It was going to be 10 to 10 before I even press play, but they did not disappoint. And I tell people this, I was saying last week, I was like, this is just like the format for Sonia and Luann. Like their lives kind of become an interesting for reality TV and the Housewives format, because I don't really care to see them like going to get bagels and like getting lunch. But like when they're on vacation or they're on a motorized scooter in the Benton Community Theater house and they're like routing, I'm just like, this is the Sonia and Luann that shines for me. When they're in like a fucking motel room and there's flies everywhere and like her shit is like their panties are in.
What she did to that hotel room,
it's insane. She has a vibrator station.
Oh my God, it's a charging station. Her iPad and her vibrator were both just charging openly on the bed.
I can't.
Oh my God, the way that I love Sonia, like I love Sonia. So she's her and Portia vie for number one spot, number one
really?
For me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. Sonia's up there, but yeah.
I just like could watch her sexually harass strangers for the rest of my life. And I did just say that I didn't like when Jonah Hill did it. And I recognize that. But when Sonia does it, it's just charming.
She's not a real character, right? So it's like, it's kind of like your favorite fictional character doing bad things to people that...
Yeah, and she's not a physical threat in any way. Sort of like nudge her and I think she'll fall.
She's a physical threat to herself more than anything. Let's be real. She's like Charlie Chaplin or like one of the Three Stooges. She's just more like physical comedy, you know?
Also, Luann catching that fish.
Insane.
That was so fucking cool.
And I like Luann in this scenario. I don't usually like her on Housewives, but I like her in this. So.
And I just like, they're so game. I mean, I guess they have to be. They know what they're getting themselves into. They understand the premise of the show.
Yeah.
But they are more game than I would have even imagined. And I wonder if any other housewives...
The pay's probably good.
Oh, yeah, it's got
to be. They probably took care of them. Because I think that, like, obviously Bravo has an affinity for those two women. They're not just like, stop Roni and not give these women. They're like, no, these are like cash cows. Like,
well, it seems like this producer had a genuine relationship with them.
True.
I'm sure he wasn't a new...
True.
New York producer. And also I love the premise of the show that they're just bringing attention to this small town that needs economic revitalization.
It's kind
that's
of
so cute.
Yeah, it's literally like Queer Eye meets Simple Life meets like Simple Life with more of a heart.
But I thought that they just ripped off the name from Schitt's Creek entirely. I didn't realize that there legit is a lake that smells like shit, and so they call it Crappy Lake.
Yeah.
Like that's insane.
Yeah. It's good. The only thing is, I kind of wish it was one of those shows that just dropped all at once.
Yeah, I could binge this. I could totally binge it.
Like, it's good. Like, I felt like after two episodes, I was like, okay, where's more? I need more. But I guess whatever. Whatever works. I'm just happy that we get Sonia on our screen again. Is there, like, a world in which you think that Ramona would have made sense on this? Or is that what it just been
no.
too?
No.
No? Yeah.
Because she's not nice. Really...
Yeah,
she wouldn't be polite or kind in any way.
That's true. It would end up being more. I think Dorinda could have worked because she's nice to people. She's just a terror when she drinks. But
yeah, she's a little bit more of a wild card when she's drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
like Sonia, you know, she might yell at some like peers, but I don't see Sonia yelling at people she doesn't know that well in a small town. I see her trying to sleep with all of them, but not.
I see her successfully doing that for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Also, I love the dress she wore on the first episode, and I was like, "How do I find this dress and buy it?"
I can't remember which one you're talking about.
The tropical print one with
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah. I was gonna say, what I see for them next is I feel like they're probably gonna keep them on this kind of like format of like old school type reality shows where it's a little more like haphazard. And I could see them doing a dating show next, where maybe like Luann is like the what's the word I'm looking for? Like the kind of the middleman between like the contestants and Sonia. And it's like finding Sonia a sweetheart. Sonia's sweetheart. Oh, find Sonia a sweetheart.
That's such a good
idea. Right? Like an I Love New York, but it's like Sonia.
I would watch the shit out of that show. Absolutely.
Or both of them. They compete for all the men and the
they're dating each other apart.
But honestly, it's hilarious when they do. I love this. I'm already putting this out into the universe. We need it. And put them in a house in like St. Bart's or something, and all the contestants, you know. Ooh. So they get to like be on vacation, which they deserve. They should be on 24/7 vacation for the rest of their lives. It should be like kind of like a pension through Bravo, NBC Universal.
They've put the work in. They deserve it. Yes,
they deserve it. So that's Crappy Lake. We love it. We love it. I was going to ask you, are there any other duos in the Housewives world that you think would deserve kind of like a similar show? Ooh, if you did question. Like another?
You know what I would love? Mm-hmm. I love when Ashley and Candace aren't fighting and they're just partying together.
Yeah, because they're not.
I think they can be so funny together. And Candace is also, she might be in my top two. Yeah, Candace is a real fave for me.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I have to say this. I said it last week, but I do not like Kim Zolciak. But if you were to ever bring her back, put her on a show where she's just like alone and not with the rest of the Housewives of Atlanta, because I don't think that she deserves really to be on that show. But if you put her and Marlo in the middle of a town, that could be good. They would fight, but one of them would be just chain smoking the entire time. One of them's just fixing they're both fixing their wigs, honestly. Just like, maybe they start as enemies and by the end of it, they're like besties.
Yeah.
Maybe it's them camping. Maybe it's them going across the country. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But
yeah.
Okay. So next on my list. Well, actually, I'll save the last thing on my list for the bonus episode. How about that? Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get right into the good stuff. Real Housewives of the OC. It's good right now. Couple thoughts right off the bat. Heather and Tamra. I'm loving Heather. I think that Heather is kind of like, people have this idea because of like the way she's edited or like just the way she puts on the show that she's kind of like, I don't know, pretentious, stuck up, any of those kind of like describers. But I feel like she seems super fucking sensitive. Like she seems like the kind of girl maybe that didn't have a lot of friends or something. And this is like now she's got built-in friends and she takes everything very seriously on this show. When I think that someone like Tamra is like, no, I'm at work and I'm here.
Yeah.
To like, you know what I mean? And I feel like it makes me like Heather even more, the fact that they're all slowly starting to kind of like coalesce against her. That's just a thought. I could be completely wrong by the end of the season, so don't hold me to it, because I usually am. But
well, that makes a lot of sense, because I was confused about why she was behind Tamra so much and like believing her and just being like taking what she says at face value. And I was like, is she doing this because she wants her to like continue being an ally on the show? But no, I think I like your theory that like she genuinely just doesn't have that many friends and she really likes her.
She's got her husband and she's got her kids. I mean, maybe she does have a lot. I don't like know her like that, guys. I'm not saying she seems like a lovely woman, but it seems like she takes it very seriously. It's always kind of like, I always bring up the Hills on this, but it's like on the Hills, LC's crying every episode. No one else is crying. one else is crying about the same. Like, Audrina's like, why are you crying? Like, it's really not that deep. And it's because it's Elsie's life, and this is like her bubble of a world. And the rest of them are like, girl, we're just clocking in and clocking out. We're going to go to Ladue after this and give, like, and I feel like that's kind of how everybody else is kind of viewing this. And I think that for Heather, this is like her time away from her family. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something kind of like, it just something that popped in my head. Gina, I don't fucking like her. I go back and forth with Gina. Sometimes I'm like, I want to give her a chance because she's so broke. And I'm like, you know, I'm usually like eat the rich and all this shit. But, like, but she's like with the casino and all this stuff. But it's like, she's such broke energy where she's like,
yes.
I'm not even talking about like financially at this point. Like, we're talking like mentally, like just like emotionally broke. Like, the fact that you're coming so hard against Heather when you could just talk to her, it gives like, and I've seen Heather, and I've seen Gina do this before. She switches up on people when she wants to get in with the other crew, right? She like dropped Emily to be friends with mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And now she's doing it again. I think she just kind of sees the way that the tides are going, and she just needs a job because, let's be real, she needs the job.
I mean, she couldn't do anything else. What else could she do?
Watch her be the nicest person. And like, I'm sure she is, guys.
I know. But, I'm sure she's but a I just nice like, person.
But it's like, I can't fucking stand her right now on this show. Maybe it's going to come around again, but right now it just.
But like, talk about there for a check. Like, the women who are genuine friends see each other when they're not filming. And I loved Heather being like, why didn't we hang out? Like, I invited you. She seemed genuinely upset. And Gina's like, babe, we're coworkers. I didn't hang out with you because I knew I'd see you in 4 months, and that's enough.
You know what it's giving? It's giving Bethany versus Carol. When Bethany was like, I'm upset. Yes. We haven't talked in months. And Carol's like, dude, chill out. We're just coworkers. It's like, don't make me feel stupid for caring about our friendship. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
I just like, it made me feel for Heather. I don't know. If I think of what they think they're trying to do is make Heather a villain, they're doing the opposite in my head. Like, I'm really feeling like Heather is like the one good person in this. And Jen.
Oh, okay. First of all, a Jen and Orion again, but they're way better. And she tried out earlier, like years ago, and didn't get on. Somehow they chose the other one. I have some people I'd like to email. Like, this woman is amazing. I cried genuine tears when she was talking about her blended family situation.
Yeah, I really like her. I think she's like, she seems like a genuine, like, nice, she seems like a deer in headlight a little bit. Like, maybe she's got like a mean streak to her. We haven't seen it yet. But you know, all of that aside, just the thing that really fucking won me over is the Malibu and Red Bull at dinner. Like, this girl is trash. Like, I'm obsessed. And she's got like the fringe jacket on and the extensions. And she's just like, has no idea. She's filming one show and these other women are filming a completely different show. She's like, I don't understand why they keep talking about my, it's like, girl, because you keep lying.
Well, I don't understand. Tamra brought her on this show. Did Tamra discuss with her that she was like, listen, you know, like on this show, I'm not the same as I am when we're friends outside of this? Or did Tamra just be like, yeah, you're going to love it, and then air all of her dirty laundry immediately? Like, we're on episode 5.
Yeah. When she goes like, and I didn't tell you because my husband did it. And then it's silence. And then Taylor goes, and you also didn't want to hurt her. It's like, yes, it's like Housewives ad libs. It's like, or Mad Libs. Mad Libs. That's what it is. Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
It's like, yeah. And Taylor's like, and you didn't want to hurt her. It's like,
yeah. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Taylor.
Who, by the way, like, there is something about like this trashy Oklahoma side of Taylor that's the Real Housewives of the OC is bringing out of her. And I fucking could not be happier.
Yeah.
When she was on Beverly Hills, I didn't really care much for her. I was like, take her or leave her. But now I'm just like, I need her. I need more of her. I love her.
Yeah.
She's having fun. Fun Taylor's fun.
I don't understand why she thinks that we are going to believe that she's sexually attracted to her disgusting husband. Like, that's the only thing.
Is he ugly?
I
only saw like a little bit of him. I don't. But he wasn't like bad.
I hope he's rich. Like,
there's been reports that he's been like, he owes like $500,000 in back taxes or something like that.
Okay, then I just don't see it. I don't see it. I mean,
let me look this up.
She's like pretty attractive.
You don't get, Ted Turner and this man coming after us after this week. Hold on, y'all.
And she's bi, which really opens up the doors for a lot of options. And I'm obsessed. Like, this guy? And she was like, and he's so hot. Like, I don't know, man.
I'm looking it up, guys. Sorry.
Let me see if I can find. What's her last name? Armstrong?
Armstrong, but I don't know. Okay. So Yahoo is reporting that Taylor Armstrong's husband is sued over alleged five-figure debt. In December 2019, he received a tax lien, and then he was accused of owing $500,000 basically to the IRS for the year 2014.
Are you looking at a picture of him?
Oh, let me pull it up. Yeah, it's from 6 days ago. Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. You were totally right. He looks like something I would draw with my left hand. And I'm right-handed, people. But I'm sure he's a nice person. He's probably like a really nice guy.
I hope he's a nice guy.
I don't like hearing bad stuff for her. Like, I just only want Taylor to win now. Like, I'm at a point where I just want her drunk and be white water river rafting and drunk and having a good time.
She was the best one on that raft. She was trying to keep it together.
Just screaming and like tits and extensions everywhere. I just love Taylor. So Gina just being broke, though, back to that. It's just like every time I see her on my screen, I'm just like, attention, pickpocket.
Also, like, I understand that this cheating shit is bringing something up for her from her personal life, but by continuing to be upset by it, she's caping up for Jen's ex-husband, who she's never met and might really be a bad dude or just have been a horrible husband. He may have cheated too. Like, she doesn't know anything about them.
And she doesn't really seem to have the kind of brain capacity that like maybe permits her to have like nuance, an idea that maybe two things can be true at the same time. Maybe he was a bad husband and she was a bad wife and they're happier like separate, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not always just
also why are you angrier than he is? It seems like they have a great divorce.
They're
good.
I mean, this woman is not well. I mean, she attended a wedding at a church and she said it reminded her of her marriage because she got married in a church. Like, this woman is not well. Like, it's she's like crying in a tractor somewhere because of like everything just reminds her of Matt. And I'm like, you have some shit that you have not worked out and you're only working it out in that confessional. And that's not enough.
Yeah.
I hope she figures it out. Heather smokes weed, which I guess kind of makes sense. That checks out. She's like a surgeon's wife and like OC, and it's, you know, she seems like, I bet she just like smokes weed in her closet all day and podcasts, because that's what she does.
Sounds great to me personally.
No, zero complaints. There's no judgment over here. I don't smoke weed, but I'm sure if I hung out with Heather Dubrow, I would. Imagine just getting like, she probably just gets stoned and lost in her house for 2 days.
Oh my God. That would be so fun to get stoned in that house. Oh, it sounds like heaven. Just doing different amenities all day. Wow. That is the life. Oh, I want her life.
Who is your dream Housewives blunt rotation?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, probably Candace. Not Sonia, because I think she'd be annoying. Maybe like just Potomac. Like, I would get stoned with the girls from Potomac. They're so funny and quick. And Robin would probably have like a
Giselle would be fun.
Kitchen. Oh, yeah.
Giselle's so annoying, like probably sober, but like, I feel like stoned. High.
Oh,
so good. I'm sure.
I wonder
so
if she good. Smokes.
She probably has. Maybe.
Everyone does these days. Everyone tries.
But she's also a hypocrite. So she is like the first lady of the church. So definitely she probably has done something that she's telling other people not to do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
My dream Housewives blunt rotation, and I don't even smoke, so I'm just guessing. I mean, I've smoked before, hello, but it's just like if I had to pick. I think Sutton would be like quirky and weird. Like, I feel like that's she so would start good. Trying on clothes and be like, do you like this? And she's like a clown jester costume. I just feel like that would be fun. Maybe I'm going to add in, oh my God, Candy Burris, because then we would order food from OLG and she would have the snacks.
Yeah.
And let me think of one more, someone who's going to be kind of like funny.
You know, Heather Gay.
Yeah, we'll do Heather Gay. I was going to say maybe Kyle, because I feel like Kyle's probably also funner high than she is sober. You don't think? Yeah.
I don't know. Ozempic Kyle is.
Oh, yeah. Seems... yeah. Okay, we'll take Heather Gay. Honestly, Lisa Barlow, too. Like, that would hit.
Oh, absolutely.
That whole fucking cast.
Yeah.
Whitney
Wildrose.
Yeah, oh my God. She gets on her fucking pole.
Yeah.
Imagine. Wait, okay, so I want to talk about so much more. I want to talk about Megan King Edmonds dragging Louis Ruelas last night on Real Hot Happens Live. She's not wrong. She looked
good. She's gotten some good work done.
She's gorgeous anyways. Shout out Megan. Yeah. You know, the funny thing about it, she was one of the first guests on this podcast, but we recorded and we talked for almost 3 hours. Whoa. Then finished and something was the matter with the recording. Like the whole thing was just like, it was not usable. And I was like, we had such good conversation. She's like so fun. That's my story about her. But I want to talk about her comments. I want to talk about Krim and Croy, because there's been another loop in the roller coaster of their story, their love story, whatever. I want to talk about Roni Premier, because there's lots going on there. Kyla Mauricio and a couple of other things. You don't have anything really to promote, really, do you? Or do you? I don't want to assume that you don't, but you don't, right? You're just like here because we.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Here because I love talking to you, but I just wanted to, because usually towards the end I give people the stage to, is there anything you want to like promote or anything, or you want to like tell people to donate?
I am really into free fridges right now. There's a whole, you can Google like free fridges and the name of your city. There's
and then a whole you find map. The fridge.
Yes. I think it's like the easiest way to give back. So like you just get something a little extra when you go to the grocery store and drop it off at a free fridge. And right now people are just having a lot of economic hardships. And I think I'm really obsessed with them. Also, you know, fuck Eric Adams and everyone. If you're in New York
City,
please register to vote, because we have an election in September.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we better get it together, because we can't be stuck with him for another 6 years, because that's fucking nuts.
Well, he's not up yet, but.
But well, we got to figure out, I mean, just in terms of Dems, because don't worry, they probably won't. But fuck Eric Adams till it's backwards forever. The man is a menace. He does nothing but go to nightclubs all the time and eat and hang out with supermodels and annoy me. And the rats are still here. He did nothing about the rats.
Oh my God, his whole solution was so stupid. Make trash pickup in the morning if rats are nocturnal, not later at night. Oy, moron. I hate everything he does.
You guys know where to find me on social, Pet Shop Boy on everything, except for Twitter, where it's @_PetShopBoy, but who's using that anymore? I'm on Threads now. Please follow me on there. I'm trying to get that count up. Threads is hitting. I kind of like it.
Right. Oh, I watched the craziest TikTok about how insane their like data mining is.
Oh yeah. Like,
all the shit that they take. But well, I didn't know if it's worse than anyone else. I have no.
It's the same as Insta. Like, they're not getting any more information from us. We're just like.
I don't even understand how my computer works. So I should not be giving anyone advice on what they should be doing with their privacy.
Literally all of Canada's on fire, and the water today in the Gulf of Mexico was like 95 degrees like early in the morning. So literally everything's ending. I'm not worried about Zuckerberg having my fucking data. He can keep it. Like, get in line.
Yeah, let's just enjoy this bit of earth while we have it.
Guys, go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode. We're going to talk about all this. Jessel puked, and I already love her. If you don't know what that means, just hop over to the bonus with us and we're gonna talk about it. Love you guys. Bye.